All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I think that Democrats need to look to that Luigi guy who shot the life insurer, the insurance dude, in the back of the head. Now, that's resisting, okay? And when you like, commit an assassination, and then the camera, hey, why did you do this? Hey, that's a resistance. I'm part of the resistance. I'm fighting. That is resisting. But if your idea to resist is just go, I'm going to put this on the back of my shirt and stand there and give him a piece of my mind, that's horse shit. I mean, I want you to resist. I think that would be a great thing for America to have, like, upheaval and turmoil. But to just say resist, that's bullshit. You got to start taking people out. If you're willing to already have some old black guy wave his fucking cane and boo the cancer child, you got to be able to take it to the next level. So I think that Democrats need to up their game more than just holding up stupid signs that say save Medicaid and shirts that say resist. I mean, am I making any sense here? Yes, of course I am. My God.
Departed. Among those who left, Maxwell Frost of Florida. Jasmine.
So these are people left. This is the woman who said, who told Elon Musk to fuck off.
Crockett of Texas. But also, there were those empty seats that were so noticeable as the protest continued. First time I can remember a State of the Union.
This guy's eating. By the way, that's weird, because Chris said it was a joint session of Congress. It wasn't State of the Union, which I believe you, but this guy calls it
minority party. Didn't stand once for anything. It was a hard.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. This is all a fantastic moment, really. This is a little bit more from Al Green. Isn't that the guy who sings Let's Stay Together, Al Green? Or is that Al Stewart? I don't know.
We won the popular vote by big numbers and won counties in our country.
This is the moment when it all went down. And they don't like that guy. They don't have this guy's fucking back. If I'm this guy and I'm going to stand up there and get removed, you got to have somebody that's got your back. He's alone. He's twisted in the wind. These assholes are chanting USA in his fucking face.
Counties in our country, 2,700 to 525.
Trump tells a guy to get the fuck out.
But a map that reads almost completely red for Republican.
So bad.
Now, for the first time in modern history, more Americans believe that our country is headed in the right direction than the wrong direction.
This is when they would hold the false signs of fuck you, false.
It's an astonishing record. Small business optimism saw its single largest one-month gain ever recorded, a 41-point jump.
Oh.
Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House and to cease any further disruptions. That's your warning. Members are engaging in willful and continuing to start.
ladies and gentlemen. So now we have them kind of picking up the pieces. If you're the Democrats, how do you feel about that? I know that our very own Alyssa Slotkin, who is a congresswoman from our neck of the woods, I encouraged people to vote for her. She did the rebuttal. There's always a rebuttal with things like this, and she did an outstanding job. I guess they look at her, excuse me, as like a rising star in the group. And she's outstanding. Her rebuttal was top notch. I can't say enough about that. But this is an ugly, ugly time. Okay. And I don't really know if there's anything. I mean, she suggested in her rebuttal that Americans need to take action. And her idea for that is just pick an issue and voice your concerns to your constituents. And I honestly don't feel like that does anything. I feel like that's a waste of time to me. It kind of feels to me like this is just the way it's going to be for the next 3 years and 10 months. And if you're not, if this is not your thing, if you're a Democrat, or you just got to suck it up, I guess. Joe Martinez is here. Glory be to Joe Martinez. I just got a solid word of encouragement from Joe about the health thing. And I had been more worried because he had given me a piece of information weeks ago that I was like, oh boy, Jesus Christ. But then he told me it's nothing to worry about, and his docs are pretty energized with how he's feeling. So I love that. He writes, making America great. All of my supplies and equipment are going up another 10%. But yeah, the same assholes want stuff cheap. Yes. Yeah, that's right. That is true. Because those tariffs now are in place. And if you were to buy your parts from a country that those tariffs come from, or that they come from, they have a tariff. Yeah, you're fucked in the butt. So that means that, hey, you know what you do? Just raise the fucking price on them. That's what everybody else is doing. You know? If Trump wants to order tariffs, good. I don't give a shit that he's doing that. I really don't. But it all boils down to in the hands of the consumer. We have to, as American citizens, understand whether you support tariffs or do not support tariffs. The one thing that remains true is the consumers will pay. They are now. All right? So every single thing that you have, you will now pay a lot more for. Goods, services, energy, fuel. So essentially, this is a tax. Rebecca says the consumers don't have a choice. That is not true. You do have a choice. You don't have to buy anything. Some things you do have to. For some of those things, you don't have a choice. Like gas. Or if something breaks. Like let's say in Joe's case, your furnace breaks. You have to get a new furnace. You will pay more for that. Okay? Nick throws a hand grenade into the crowd with the HVAC industry has no room to talk. They turn a $100 part into $3,000 in an hour's work. Now, I don't know anything about that. I would leave that to the expert to answer that. But I know that if I have a $300 part or whatever, or a $100 part, the fact of the matter is I don't know what to do with that part. And I, as a consumer, am willing to pay the guy who does know how to do it to do that. and that's okay. Fortunately for the HVAC industry, most people don't know how to maintain those pieces of equipment. Looks like we have a blue-collar skilled trades war brewing as Joe fires back with, that's bullshit. Electricians charge more, so you have nothing to talk about. We've got a fucking fight going on between an electrician and an HVAC professional. Holy shit, only here and now. God damn it. Yoda World says DIYer is coming out on top. Tyler says trades war. Here we go. Rebecca says also, why shouldn't trade workers get paid for their skills? I agree. I don't give a fuck. Look, at the end of the day, if I don't have heat, I know I don't have the knowledge to get me heat. To get me the heat, I pay. And I am willing to pay the premium to get my heat. And if HVAC guy says, a chihuahua, Dios mío, señor, is going to cost you more. Fucking Trump has raised the price with tariffs. Fuck you, señor. I go, sounds good to me. So I'm on everybody's side. All right? I know this. There's going to be times in the next coming years that I'm going to want something. And it might be a good idea for myself to hold off or wait until I actually have the money to do it. At the end of the day, the government getting the cash, is that a good thing? Well, I don't know. I would like to think that if the government is getting tariff cheddar, that they're doing right by the American people and doing the right things with that money. Are they? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Is there any way around this? No. Nothing I can do. Rebecca says, I can demo anything and do general carpentry work, but I am paying the professional to do mechanical, electrical, plumbing because there's too much that can go wrong if I do it. Exactly. That reminds me. Just the other day, I'm downstairs and I've got this bank of light switches. And I am now in the market to doing some DIY work. And I think I know how to do it and I'm going to do it. Now, Nick has been at my house. Joe has been at my house. Both these people have done work in their respective fields at the residence. Joe Martinez often takes it the extra mile and encourages me to do my own DIY projects, which usually result in me getting wet, as was the case when I replaced the fucking check valve or whatever the fuck it is. God damn it. That was a catastrophe. And that dumb son of a bitch knew what this dumb son of a bitch was going to do, and sure enough, it happened. Fucking fire a hose blast in the face. Thanks. I flip the switch off, or I flip the switch on. All lights in the basement go off. I go, huh, that's not good. I'll just wander over to the fuse box here. Sure enough, one of them is tripped. Yeah, I can do this. Turn it back on. I go back to turn the light on. I turn the switch on. The light goes on and then immediately off, and a bolt of lightning comes flying out of the switch. And you hear it go, oof! Like, what the fuck? There's like a little black burn thing coming up the cover that's over the switch. So I'm like, uh-oh. shut it all down. I go back, I turn it back on, and I hit the switch again. Nothing. It's dead. So all the other switches work, though. So I'm understanding that now that somehow it outlived its life and something went fucking haywire. More than likely, I guess it's possible that something more sinister could be going on, but just know that this is happening very soon. Now listen, I shut the power off at the box. I take the cover off. I remove the plug or the switch. I take a look at it and I go, okay, great. And then I go to Gemmons. I say, hey, I need this exact switch because it's got a dimmer on it too. He's going to give me the dimmer. While the power is off, I put the thing back on. And then more than likely, in the days and weeks to follow, I will tell you a story about how I put it back on and turned the power on and turned the switch on. And it either worked or another bolt of electricity flew out of it. Now, if another bolt of electricity flies out of it, I'm calling Nick. And then he comes over and I pay him for his time and all it costs to get the job done. Now, if the cost goes up because of Donald Trump, I don't give a fuck. I'm still getting it done. It doesn't matter. Or not. I don't have to do it. Chris says, if only there was a reason for the breaker tripping. I'm not sure what you mean. Nick says, I changed a kitchen light switch for easy. The old one was clogged with peanut butter. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what that was the problem with it, but Bob says, just remember red to red, black to black. If you say so, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I have not yet done even one amazing sponsor read for these sponsors that help make my world go round here on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you, as always, to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Fantastic place to get your vehicles repaired. ERVines.com, that's where you go. That's their website. They've got a ton of amazing Google reviews from extremely satisfied customers. You can call them at 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. One quick note about our very own Alyssa Slotkin, who she gave that rebuttal for the Democrats from the joint session of Congress. Chris writes, Slotkin ended her rebuttal with, and one more thing, fuck that cancer kid. Yeah, it's remarkable. Just popped into my brain, had to get that out. Thank you as well to Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They sponsor the studio. Go there, get an ATV, UTV, motorcycle with a sidecar, zero turn radius lawnmower, go-kart, golf cart, Yamaha, easy go. I will be with Impact Power Sports at the Outdoors Show, Neckbeard Unite, on Saturday the 15th. Grand Rapids Gold inviting you to come to the next Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. It is on Saturday the 15th, so I will be at the outdoor show, and then after that, the Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. It is Space Jam night. Oh, my God, you're going to love Space Jam night. Go to NBAGrandRapids.com to get tickets. Scotty Bellin and his son showed up at the game. That was good seeing my old pal Scotty Bellin, known him for years and years and years. Son's grown up so fast. My God, I can't believe it. I remember when he was born. He was at the game. Thank you so much for going. Hopefully you can come to the next one. That was the one when we celebrated semi-pro night, Flint Tropics night. Jackie Moon wrestled a bear, for God's sake. NBAGrandRapids.com to get tickets. I'm going to take another break, unbelievably, but I've been drinking way too much water. Trying to stay hydrated, so I got to take another break. I apologize. but that's what I need to do. It's for a health reason. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. Having too much fun. My grandson's soccer game yesterday. I was reminded that most parents are fucking idiots when it comes to youth sports. It was a regular thing back in the day, interacting with people who are just idiots. And how this worked was typically you'd have parents getting so pissed off and screaming at the refs that they get kicked out, or they're just way too trying to influence the outcome of the game or encourage the kid. Now, I will say this. At youth soccer, indoor soccer, there is a plexiglass that is between the audience and the players. They can hear nothing, not a thing. And it boggles my mind how people don't get that. It doesn't really register with them. At least in hockey, you could say something and the kid could hear it, or you could say something horrible to the ref. But not at all when you're in this level of hockey. And these are kids that are, like, my grandson is 12. He's going to be 13 in May. And, I mean, I don't understand ever why anybody. I remember when I was a kid and I played basketball and my dad would show up there and he used to scream at me and I hated it. He would try to, like, tell me what to do while I was playing, and I didn't want to. I was afraid I'd mess up, and then he'd yell at me. It was ugly. You just got to shut the fuck up is all you got to do. Your job is to just shut up. Cheer if a basket scores, and that's about it. So this loudmouth woman is next to me, and I think she could have kicked my ass. But I'm standing next to her, and she's screaming at the kids on the field. And so I go, well, I got to leave. So I wander away. But then remarkably, she comes back over to where I am again and is standing. And then it is clear she is cheering on or trying to encourage her son, who is the goalie. She wanted to be as close as possible to him, to the goalie. And the kid, like, makes a save. And then he goes to kick it, and it doesn't kick the way he wanted it to go. And she starts screaming at him, yelling at him to throw it to his teammates rather than kick it. And I'm thinking to myself, shut the fuck up. He'll figure it out. The fuck is wrong with you? What do you think this is, a pro soccer league? You fight, this is a World Cup? My God. Thank you, Tyler. I'm going to tell that story in a second. Thank you for reminding me. So she starts screaming the kid's name. She says, Oliver, Oliver, Oliver. And everything is Oliver this, Oliver that, Oliver this. All she cares about is her kid. And it's, like, so bad. And so I'm, like, wanting our team to score now just so that, and they ended up winning. But it was just, and there was one moment in particular when she was screaming at the kid. And to my left is Pooh Bear. And my daughter-in-law, Aubrey. And I gave them, like I'm doing now, the side eye. And Aubrey, she started to laugh. And loudmouth bitch figured it out that I was communicating with my daughter-in-law about this. So Maniac says something fucked up. And then I go like that. And then she goes, pfft. And then this chick hears that, and she right away puts two and two together. And now after every crack that she makes, or everything, every comment she makes, she, like, looks at me and Aubrey. I'm like, oh, no. Fucking A. She's going to kick my ass. Oh, God. David in Hudsonville says, so true, easy. When I used to coach my kids' soccer team, parents would yell all the time. It was ridiculous, and it didn't help anyone. Yeah, nobody wants to do it. If you're a parent who has to coach, and you got to put up with these fucking idiot parents, they've ruined it. There is a massive shortage in youth sports for people who officiate because of the abuse that the officials get. Cole says, who won the game? The other team did. But whatever. Molly, side note, says, no one has asked lately, how's your balls doing from months back, Easy? I don't remember. See, I have a very short memory. I always forget problems. I don't remember what was happening. I think I had some discomfort or something like that going on. My urologist said whatever it was would clear up. I've been having some boy problems for quite some time, by the way, which I have a doctor's appointment coming up in June for that. That's just, they're just booked solid. That's a thing. I could have fucking cancer of the balls. Piano Finger Banger says your jizz cannon was broken. It's going to stay broken. And there's nothing broken with the jizz cannon. It's the medicine I'm taking. The side effect is problems down there, boy problems. Now, I'm hoping to be able to alleviate the boy problems with a procedure called UroLift. If that happens and is in fact effective, I will be able to stop taking the medicines, or maybe I will be able to stop taking the medicines. And then I could get that aspect of my life back. That's tough. That puts you in a bit of a bind, because that has led to Pooh Bear having to hire various men to come over and satisfy her on a regular basis. And that's a little tough on my psyche. I don't know these men. I have no idea who they are when they come in several a day.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Molly says, for the UroLift, do they lift the balls? I don't know what it is, actually. There's a video for it that I haven't watched, but my friend had UroLift. And I think what they do is they go in your butthole and then they inflate a balloon. Not kidding. And elevate the prostate gland so that it is no longer causing pressure on the bladder, which is why I'm taking the medicine, because I'm up all hours of the night. I have to pee after every, quite regularly. So yeah, that's what's up with me. It's not fun. I mean, come on now. I just hope nothing else develops down there that it's like, hey, forget UroLift. You'll be getting a healthy dose of chemotherapy. Say goodbye to your hair and eyebrows, asshole. I don't think so. All right. Speaking of parents at sporting events, Pooh Bear, I'll never forget the kid from the from Koha or Kaha. Kalamazoo Area Hockey Association. This kid was like five times bigger than the rest of the kids. He's kicking everybody's ass. He got 2-5-10 for putting a kid into the boards. And then he did it again, so he got ejected. And he's walking off the ice to the tunnel, but there's an area where you can interact with him, looking down at the kids. And Pooh Bear, I'll never forget it, she drops her fucking shit and walks over there, and she's looking down at the kid going, yeah, good job. Way to go. Now, I can't see the kid because he's stepped off of the ice and he's walking towards the tunnel. And my view is blocked, but I can see her and I can hear her. And she's clapping and saying, yeah, good job. And then you hear, fuck you, bitch. Oh, no. And she's like, what? And she turns around. She goes, he just said, fuck you, bitch. I go, I know he did. It's fucking awesome. Fuck you, bitch. Oh, my God. So she is like demanding like something be done. And she like strutting. Who are his parents? And I'm like, honey, come on. It's fucking hockey. Who gives a shit? Piano Fingerbanger says she 100% had that coming. Yeah, she did. You don't go after a kid, you fucking moron. You stupid Irish fucking redheaded hothead. Yeah, she's a dumbass when it comes to that shit. Cole says they should have removed her from the game. Boy, that was awesome, though. I love that so much. True story. Fantastic. One of many. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've had pissed off, stupid parent at a sporting event. We've had easy the chin. Trump's stupid whatever the fuck that was with guy getting kicked out. But what about this? There is a radio station that has flipped format, not in Grand Rapids. It's in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, they used to be a country station, and then last year they flipped to like a top 40 station called Hot 93.7, and that sucked. No one listened to it, so they put it back to being a country station. Now, in that part of the country in Fort Myers, Florida, there's a lot of country stations, especially in this market. There's two other country stations, and I'm surprised that they flipped it before. I guess I could understand. I mean, if you're not getting ratings, they'll do that. They'll just go ahead and flip it and then try to get more people to listen to it. But now I don't remember this happening in the past, but I think that it was in the past. Like last year at this time, they switched it from whatever it was, so-and-so country, went to the top 40, and now they brought it back. Now, what they call the station, I am not kidding you, is Trump Country 93.7, Make Country Great Again. And I hate to tell you this, but it's brilliant. Because especially down there, if you have three country stations, you have three country stations, and let's say there's 100,000 people listening to three country stations. If you name one of them Trump Country 93.7 with Trump on your website wearing a cowboy hat, those 100,000 people are now only going to listen to Trump 93.7 because all people who love country music love Trump. So this is a brilliant move. If I owned a radio station, the first thing I would do is name it Trump Country 93.7. David says, did Trump endorse that? I don't know. Who cares? If he does, excellent work. I mean, radio's at a point, ladies and gentlemen, where it's tough to come up with listeners. And if you can pull this off, like this is what's happening. I don't know who that is. But this website's great because all you do is you go to radiotrump.com and it's instantaneous. As soon as you hit it, it's playing. Now, whoever this is, this artist loves Trump. And everybody who is here listening to that radio station, they all love Trump. Now, there's not a lot you can do here on this radio station. It's just, that's all the page is, just a landing spot with that song. And I guess it had been Trump country before, and I don't know why they did away with it. The first hour of Trump Country 93.7 featured these artists: Luke Combs, Jason Aldean, Parmalee, Morgan Wallen, Dierks Bentley, Jordan Davis, Blake Shelton, Nate Smith, Chris Jansen. Yeah, all these artists love Trump. And even if they don't, it doesn't matter. If you own the radio station, you actually want, let's say Chris Stapleton hates Trump. If he says, you will not play my songs in that radio station, that gets them so much publicity. This is outstanding. What you need to do is you got to take something that is polarizing and make a radio station out of it. Like if you own that radio station and you own other radio stations in their cluster, like which happens quite a bit, you should have a Musk 94.5, Hitler 101. You got to really make yourself stand out. Abortion Kills 106. Abortion is Murder 95. All these things. And just go with all the We Hate Mexicans 101, you know? ICE FM. Everything is Trump related. Absolutely. I would do that in a heartbeat. Hang on. I don't support any of those things, but I would absolutely make radio stations named after all of these hot button issues. Doge 95. Gaza Jams 101.3. That's what you got to do. Dive into that. Full on. Outstanding. Yeah, I need to know more about that radio station. You can get jobs here at this radio station. All these jobs. You can be a part-time morning show producer, Daybreak on 92.5 Fox News. Radio talk show host. Let's see, what are the... Yeah, they basically tell you what the benefits are, what they're going to pay you, well, all the perks of working on the radio station. So they've got you covered, man. I actually want to work for this company. That sounds like a fantastic radio company. Not so much about Trump, but just that they're willing to think out of the box like that. Radio nowadays doesn't really do anything. Patrick says Genocide 104.5 The Killer. Exactly. You guys are getting it. These are all great names for radio stations. You got to establish brand loyalty. And right now, Trump is a number one brand. I'm thinking about naming the podcast the Trump Podcast and just coming on here and doing my thing. If I can average over 45, which it would be an all-time record for me, that would, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. My God. All right. Enough of that nonsense. So if you are in Michigan, if you've been in Michigan for any amount of time, you've probably been to Mackinac Island. And the only way to get there is by a ferry. There's one of two you can take. And I guess now there's a problem with the people on the island who live there and run the island to the ferry company that takes you from Michigan mainland to the island. Like, I guess the ferries are breaking down and it costs money to repair them. So they decided that they wanted to raise the price of a ticket to get you from Michigan mainland to Mackinac Island. That sounds reasonable to me. I mean, isn't that the way business works? Well, the people on the island, they're pissed off. And they're like, no, you cannot. And the ferry company's like, well, fuck you. You're not in charge of this fucking thing. It's up to us to get your customers there to Mackinac Island.
Incorporated and Mackinac Island Ferry Company filed a lawsuit in federal court yesterday that accuses the island city council of strong-arming the two companies.
News 8's Megan Bunchman has more from that lawsuit.
Mackinac Island City Council is virtually fighting.
Okay, this is the lady who always sounds like she's got two tongues and a stuffed-up nose. And she looks kind of like an extra in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Fighting with the two ferry companies that...
She thought we've got a lisp, too. The news game... Look at right now she's saying a word that begins with S. And her tongue is firmly out.
Two ferry companies that are responsible for transporting 1.5 million tourists on and off the island each season. This comes after the council passed a 25-year ordinance back in 2012, which...
Okay, now see all these people? They're walking in. That's like the entrance to the port when you go into the island. On the other side of that, there are zero things that are actually fun. This is the biggest pile of shit tourist trap that has ever existed. I hate this place with a passion.
Which effectively regulates ferry boat operations to and from the island and rates, meaning
I remember we took a staycation to this shithole, and the best part was the boat there and the boat back. Everything in between, I thought to myself, hey, we're going to save so much money because we're staying close to home. I wanted it to be at Disney World so I could save money. That's how bad it is. Except there's nothing to do. All right? It's like you pay money to do nothing there. And then you get hungry and you go get something to eat. And it's a goddamn nightmare. And you got to take a leak. And you got to buy a fucking hamburger to use the toilet. Jesus Christ. Everything about this place is a shit show.
Every year, Mackinac Island Ferry Company and Scheplers were expected to provide its schedule of services and rates for the upcoming season. But this year, citing a tumultuous 2020...
I like the boat ride. There they are. They're actually driving to or from. There's Mackinac Bridge, you know. That's cool.
Before season and other economic factors, the two ferry companies proposed a, quote, slight increase for tickets and parking. The city council rejected those proposals. The two ferry companies are now accusing the council of overstepping. Uh-huh. The Hoffman family partnered with Scheplers in 2022 and then bought Mackinac Island Ferry Company in 2024, which has the city council claiming that the Hoffman family is monopolizing the market to
so what
to raise prices. Ferry services are expected to resume to and from the
she's awful
island starting on April 21st, meaning that the two parties have effectively about a month and a half to resolve their issues. In the newsroom, I'm Megan Bunchman, News 8.
Is that powered by Botox or something? Is that Botox? Is that what's happening there? Piano Finger Banger says that family owns everything up there. Yeah. It's probably. Who cares? Tyler says this is probably the worst she sounded to me. Yoda World says maybe dental work or something. I don't know. Patrick says I don't like the way she talks. Adam says that burger would cost $528 on the island. Yeah, I don't think that people that run that island have any room to talk about a monopoly or somebody making money. Rebecca says I do enjoy a bike ride around the island, but I agree that about the tourist trap classification. Rebecca says, I was going to go with cocaine destroyed her nasal cavity. Nick says, I always rode the Shepler's Ferry in rough seas. The Barforama was very entertaining. Oh, yeah. That happens. I remember when we took a ferry from mainland Honduras to Roatan, and it made that boat ride look like a pond. And it's a intense warning about ocean sickness or seasickness. And sure enough, it hit everybody. And I'll never forget walking down the steps to the lower level, and there was a pile of used barf bags. People laying in the aisles. Even my son got sick. Everybody got sick. I was eating. There was no line for snacks. And you could, back then, in that country, everything is dirt cheap. And I've got Benjamins. And they look at me like I'm fucking Elon Musk over there. And I ordered everything. I go, give me two hot dogs. Give me the pretzels with the cheese. Oh, and the nachos and the Coke. And I sit it down and I can barely like eat. It's so rocky. And I'm eating with people throwing up in my line of sight. But that does, I have a pretty high tolerance for that. Most people start puking themselves when they see someone else puking. I don't. I was eating. Oh, it was great. Yeah, I don't have a problem with anything that goes on at Mackinac Island. Megan calls me nasty. Yeah, I know. Nick says, I did the pictured rocks one in 5-foot rollers on Lake Superior. I will never, ever step foot on Mackinac Island again. Unless if Pooh Bear tells me to. Nick says, I take people salmon fishing and half of them puke. Yeah, that happens. That happens, no doubt about it. All right. Let's see. Okay, I think I'm out of comments to talk about. All right. I have very limited time. When we come back on the Patreon, I'm going to tell you a story about a lady by the name of Bobby Green. Nobody knows this, but this is something I found on Quora, the website I like to go to where people provide stories and information about things that are just really, really interesting. I have this story that's just unbelievable. I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think that that was a possibility. But back in as recent as 1966, the Boston Marathon race. I know this is hard to believe, but as recently as 1966, that race was illegal for women to run in. Like if you wanted to run the Boston Marathon, and because first of all, to be in the Boston Marathon, you have to qualify. It's hard to get into. And then there's, even if you qualify, there's someone who's faster than you who's going to get the spot. So it's a tough race to get into. And so not only do you have to be able to finish a marathon, you have to be able to finish it well and fast. So it was, they did not accept women entries because, quote, women are not physiologically capable of running and enduring a marathon, and we cannot be held responsible for that. They said women aren't strong enough. Now, you say that to some of the women in here, that they're not strong enough. I mean, you're going to get your ass kicked. Like Jeremy over there. He's talking shit about the women when it comes to Fatathon. And if they saw him, they'd probably beat his ass about the things that he was saying when he was saying that he is stronger than all women that are trying to lose weight. But that was the thing. Enter Bobby Green. All right? I'm going to tell you the story about Bobby Green. I will get to that on the Patreon bonus podcast. Now, that's a fucking tease. That is how you tease a story. All right? patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free when I do the Patreon bonus podcast. We have the asshole of the day in moments. I have one in mind. If you have a suggestion, by all means, leave it in the chat. When it comes to getting your health care on the marketplace, call upon Frank Fuss, the licensed independent insurance agent slash broker for this show. He can help you anything healthcare.gov related, no matter where you are in the United States. So if you're taking advantage of that to get your health care, you need to call out to Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, fill out the form, and then Frank will get a hold of you, and away you go. Buyinsurancehere.com. King's Room Barbershop, get your hair cut. It's going to cost you $19, one of three locations in West Michigan to do so. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Great place to get your hair cut. $19 plus tip at King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. For exact locations, hours, and schedules, go to kingsroom.net. If you cut hair for a living, you can get a job at King's Room Barbershop, too. Just got my taxes done by the almighty Troy Ginzer at Tag Accounting. You are a month and 10 days till the tax deadline. Reach out. Call 301-951-3016. Let me double check that. No, that's not right. It's 616-301-9516. I don't think I said that right the first time. TagCPA.net can help you do your taxes or anything business related at Tag Accounting and Tax Services from anywhere in the U.S. Just call 616-301-9516. Last but not least, TC Paintball. Online at TCPaintballGR.com. If you want to book a paintball event today, do so at TCPaintballGR.com. Could be a great adventure for you and your group. Indoor or outdoor at TC Paintball. Asshole of the Day nominations brought to you by TC Paintball. Piano Finger Banger says Trump for using Cancer Kid as a political prop. I don't know about that. I think it was just a nice thing to do. It was a good moment. I liked it. I don't have a problem with it. That kid was happy. That's all that matters. I will say this. He also said he's trying to make it mandatory that if you kill a cop, you're dead. Mandatory execution. I can get behind that. But I can't say that it's Trump because at every one of these events, whether it's Trump or anybody else in office, there are those moments. Yoda World taking off. Thank you. You're a good man or a woman. I don't know what gender you are. Rebecca says Trump because he sucks. You got to do better than that. Let's see. Today's asshole of the day is going to be the soccer mom that I was with just yesterday. And that bit of nonsense. There you go. That's going to do it. Bob says, are you taking a nap? I think so. I think I am. I had a rough night last night. So I'll do that and come back with the Patreon a little bit after that. That is my time, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I thank you. I hope you enjoyed what we've been doing today. Please tell a friend and please join up on Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till then, folks, have a good one. Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it.
That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique.
Get more with Geico.